Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
National Weather Service says the Front Range will see another round of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. Today's the best day to catch large hail, damaging wind, and heavy rain, and maybe some flooding. So that's a little later this afternoon after you're done eating your Lunchables there at work. Maybe if you park under a tree or something. Get a little closer, because you could get dinged up today. So I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
I don't like hail at all.
The reason I got a garage is
smart.
Because the hail around here is bananas.
It's like, bananas.
It is.
Well, if we get a lot of hail today, I would imagine that you're going to see the social media posts, people holding their hands out with the hail in them, you know. The story here, though, says... people are not really posting on social much anymore. It's pretty much taken a nosedive. More than half of people say they are posting less than they did 5 years ago. And then many more people are being incredibly selective about what they share. I'm kind of in that camp right now.
Yeah.
I am not on it at all. I'll hop on and do a couple things for work. And then, boom, I'm off. Once you start realizing how much time you're wasting on the socials,
yes.
It really makes you reevaluate what you're looking at.
And not only that, but how it makes you feel. I mean, when you post something on social media and it doesn't get any traction, why does that make you feel bad? Or if it does get traction, then you're like looking
constantly
at it a lot.
Constantly checking it.
Yeah, it's just silly. But I've also noticed, like, as far as posting, I am so selective as far as what I'm putting out there. It has changed a lot for me.
Yeah, definitely.
I would agree with that.
Like my long eyebrow hair yesterday. That'll definitely give you the feels.
I mean, that was just gross. That was just odd. And we were all like, what is happening?
Very
to
selective
you?
On what we post.
Yeah. Now we'll get you fired up with the Mix 100 Sports Report.
Story out this morning, ranking the best sports nicknames of all time.
It's got to be. I feel like I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Is it the great one? Wayne Gretzky? That's
no.
Got to be the number one.
No, actually, it's Happy Gilmore.
Yes. Is it really? Or are you messing with me?
Okay.
Dang it, Jeremy.
It's Wayne Gretzky.
Is it really? I was really excited
the great
that it was going to be Happy Gilmore.
I was like, this list sucks.
The Great Bambino made the list.
Yes.
Mr. October, the big unit.
Yeah.
Jokes with that one. Chocolate Thunder, the big hurt. The Minister of Defense.
It's great.
Diesel for Shaq. Megatron. Oh, but why isn't Air Jordan higher on the list?
Air
down
Jordan
at 15.
Should be top
I thought that would be
three.
Top five, top three.
Come
Stone
on.
Cold. Give me some Steve Austin at the top of this list. All the Way May made the list. Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yes.
Smalls and Hamilton Ham Porter also
good.
Made the list. So.
Okay, those are good ones.
I
appreciate
like that.
Those ones making it. Huh.
And Happy Gilmore. Okay, so if you're out exercising, getting on your fitness today, maybe you're wearing one of those smart watches, you got a Fitbit on, they've got those ring now, those rings that you can put on
that
track all your activity and biometrics. What if you could just dump all that, leave it at home, and track your fitness through your skin? This is pretty neat. Scientists have created a wearable paint that you can put directly onto your skin. It looks kind of like a temporary tattoo. So you could put something fun on there. Like, I'm into sharks. I'm going to have a shark tattoo with this special paint.
Okay.
Anyway, the paint is embedded in the paint is polymer electrodes. So it tracks your fitness through your skin. They say it's excellent at tracking muscle activity, heart rate, even brain waves. They tested it on people on treadmills and working out and all that crap. And boom, it shot all the information to their phones and they didn't have to wear any sort of device while they were working out. How neat is that?
Yeah, I mean...
it's kind of sketchy to me.
Like, exactly.
I'm a little concerned.
Oh, you get tattoos. You got tattoos all over you. That's injected into you.
That has been proven over and over and over again. The tale as old as time now with tattoos. So it's not.
What's the tale as old as time?
People have done it. And so we know that it's safe.
Yeah, and you can get hepatitis from it.
So I'm going to let everybody else do this first.
Hepatitis is a tale as old as time, too.
I know, but that's the thing. Is that doesn't happen. Like, this
is on top.
They've taken measures to prevent all that.
Well, yeah, but it's
the first couple people got hepatitis, maybe, but then they figured it out. Like, I'm going to let these people figure out the tattoo stuff.
We got to wash the needles and then do it again.
See? We figured it out.
Don't reuse them. Okay.
Maybe, like, the first couple shark tattoos, I'll let you guys get them.
Listen, it's on top of your skin. You just wash it off.
Your skin absorbs things that are on top.
You can put. You've got a massive tattoo on your back.
There's electrolodes in there or something.
I got your electrolode.
Okay.
I don't know why. You have mine, but okay.
It just seems a little sketchy to me, that's all.
A little sketch.
That would be my best. That would be my sports name, actually.
Electrolode.
Jeremy the Electrolode. His.
Ew.
What?
L. Okay.
I don't know. You do it first. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what else you got?
All right, well, the World Humanoid Robot Games happened a few days ago in Beijing, China, and I don't like this. These humanoid robots are becoming so lifelike. They actually did the 100-meter dash, and one of those robots beat Usain Bolt's record of 9.58 seconds. Like, that is a smashed world record, and this humanoid robot beat it in 9.39 seconds, so he crushed that one. Some things that are funny about this that kind of made the news as well is the robots aren't good at stopping yet. They're really good at going, and they get to where they're going fast, but they don't stop very well. And one of them smashed into a wall and actually broke into like 100 pieces, and sparks were flying everywhere. So they're working on that. But I think this is just going to lead to a future that we're just going to be watching robots do everything. Robot football.
No.
Robot boxing.
Yeah, why not?
It'll
help produce brain damage in these athletes.
Yeah, but okay, that's another thing. You know, if you are an athlete of a high caliber, you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, you kind of sign up for that, you know? We know enough now that there is possibilities of...
It's like the tattoos. We know enough.
Exactly.
That's also true. But I don't like this. I don't want to watch robots
I don't
in my
either.
Future, you know?
I don't either. I mean, the thing is it takes such dedication to be an athlete
you
at that level.
Life.
And if you just build a robot who's going to be a D1 athlete the minute it comes out of the box, that's not...
It's not fun.
It's not
from what I understand, you got a D1 athlete in your nightstand, so...
Shut
why are you so mad at the robots?
You know what? They've earned that right, too.
Don't act like you're against robots. I've heard your stories.
Okay.
Shut up.
So sorry,
that also sparks a lot.
Shut up, Jeremy.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, it is time to talk about everything that is trending this morning, all brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all their showrooms, whether you're replacing one appliance or you're remodeling an entire kitchen. You can find top brands and expert advice. All you have to do is go to mountainhighappliance.com. Talk about the oversaturation of heaven today.
Okay. May she rest. That was very sad news yesterday.
Well, I am definitely heartbroken about it. Obviously, if you've listened to this show for many years, I've always had a very tongue-in-cheek segment regarding Dolly Parton and the oversaturation of Dolly Parton because she truly was everywhere. We just talked about her on Monday because she was coming out with her own line of dog treats.
Yeah.
She had now expanded her brand into dog treats. So I had some fun with Dolly over the years, but truly one of my most favorite celebrities of all time.
I mean, who doesn't love Dolly? Like, she just did so many good things.
An icon, right?
Absolutely.
An icon, and I think that's why I brought her so much up on the show so much, because everybody loved her. You never heard anybody say a bad thing about Dolly Parton, and to get that news yesterday was kind of like a punch in the gut for
Absolutely.
A lot of
Very
people.
Shocking, yeah.
Social media was flooded with stuff about Dolly. She did face a brief battle with cancer, it sounds like. Passed away in the hospital. Is this her nephew? Yeah. Actually, I want to play you this really quick. I pulled this little clip of Dolly. Here you go. Oh, wait. Hold on. I swear I know what I'm doing. All right, here's some Dolly.
You are enough, and anyone who tells you otherwise isn't worth your time. You got this. Yes, I'm talking to you. Other people didn't always believe in me, and in those times, I had to believe in myself. Plus, nothing's better than proving people wrong. Make a list of the things you love about yourself. They can be big or small, like, I cook a mean chicken pot pie, or I'm a great mom. And if you tell yourself enough nice things, eventually you'll believe them too.
This is like a total ray of sunshine, right?
Definitely going to make
me tear up. Did you see all of her quotes?
I love it. Like, I love that she is remembered so kindly, and she did so many good things while she was here that's how people are going to remember her. I saw Dr. Seuss, the page on Facebook, posted something, and they talked about her Imagination Library, where, you know, she gifted over 300 million books to children around the world, and they were like, from one literary icon to another, we will always love you, Dolly. So everybody was showing the love for Dolly Parton and continues to do so today.
I saw Denver got about 3.5 million of those books, too, so we definitely got a piece of that. There was some stuff floating around yesterday. I was doing my research on it that says they were saying that Dolly Parton gave away more than $500 million over her lifetime.
I'm sure.
They're saying that is difficult to independently verify the total that she's given away, but yes, the Imagination Library, the Dolly Parton Foundation for Education, she paid for a bunch of kids to stay in school and go to college. She helped Tennessee wildfire victims. She helped with the COVID vaccine research, children's medical research, women's health care, children's hospitals, wildlife conservation. The list goes on and on and on.
It does.
And they say she still had something like a $700 million, what do they call that, net worth when she passed. So what a true giver, though.
Well, and she did so much of it anonymously, so we don't even know how much she actually gave.
Absolutely.
She was so humble about it. She didn't want people to know that she was doing that.
That's the way you do it.
Yeah.
That is the way you do it. CBS is airing an hour-long special tonight at 10 o'clock to pay tribute to Dolly. So that's probably 8 o'clock our time, is what I'm guessing. Anyway, so if you want to watch that. If we have time here after the hype, I'm going to play a little Dolly, too.
Good.
Yay. It's one of my personal favorites, actually.
As we should.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We need to do it. All right, I'm going to hold on to the weatherman stuff for later. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay.
All right, what else you got?
All right, well, we're going to talk about schools just because they've got some schools consolidating now. Boulder Valley School District, they're proposing this plan to close 6 schools, consolidate 4 school buildings, and reduce the district's overall capacity. Now, Anna, she's a mom. She's got kids in Superior, and she says, you know, it's probably going to affect her kids. She's just hoping it's going to turn out okay.
You know, I'm not thrilled, but I do appreciate the work that they've put into it. As long as they use the resources and the space well, and our classes don't get huge, and they take care of the teachers, then fine.
Right. Okay. And, you know, the district, they're trying to do that the best they can as well. They're working on staffing and transportation plans because hundreds of students could change schools under this proposal as early as next year. So we're looking at a big shift in schools. And a lot of that reason, I mean, the kids are just not being born. So it's a,
people ain't doing it. They're doing it and doing it well.
Yeah, they don't have the kids to fill
get
the
your freak on.
And so it's like as much as there people, because I hear people giving the schools a hard time, and it's like they're just trying to get ahead of this problem that we've been seeing for years in Colorado. So hopefully this does something to, you know, alleviate all of that. But another thing that they're looking at doing right now is Denver Water considering a full ban on watering because of the drought. So right now they're down to 2 times a week, and they are set to decide today whether to ban its 1.5 million customers from all lawn watering starting in October as drought conditions continue across the region. Yeah, I did read a story that says El Nino is supposed to bring a lot more moisture this fall.
We are supposed to get hit.
Yeah, so hopefully that helps us a little bit. But 90% of the state, I believe, is in a drought right now.
Do you see pictures of Lake Dillon right now?
No,
you can like walk out into the middle of it with your metal detector.
It's shocking and it's sad. And I mean, again,
Said the lake has looked like that before. Like, it's like, you know, this is, it goes up and down. But
again, something they have to get ahead of, though, because if it's like that and they're just letting people water whenever they want, like, then it's going to get worse. So this is something, again, I feel like they'd have to get ahead of
it. This is probably something where they're going to ban, like, washing your cars and stuff, too, outside, I would imagine.
Yep, I imagine.
Scary.
All right. And then just one more, because this is happening today, coming up later, the world famous Waffle Wednesday. So this is Battery 61 off Calumet Street, and so they've got a breakfast mixer and International Dog Day party on the roof deck. So the event is free and open to people and dogs, and they've got a local artist there that's going to be painting portraits of your dogs, and that money's going to go towards Foothills Animal Shelter's Community Room in Golden. So they're going to paint a mural there at the Community Room in Golden. So if you can go and support them at Battery 61 off Kalamath Street again in Denver, do so today. So
there you go.
There's your Mile High Hype.
All right, so Dolly is on record as saying that she was driving around with her husband, Carl Dean, in their car, their convertible, back in 1993, and this rock hit came on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I like this Collective Soul. So she did a bluegrass rendition of Shine, and she ended up winning a Grammy for it for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. And it is by far one of my most favorite Dolly songs.
Oh.
I'm a 90s alternative slut anyway.
Well,
but
Collective Soul, I mean, there it is.
I mean, so, come on. So yeah. For the next 3 minutes and 41 seconds, we'll let Dolly wow you this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Now, if you were listening yesterday, quick update. I got a new vehicle. I'm really excited about it, and it's really nice.
It's
I'm back
so
in a big
good.
Truck, so that makes me so incredibly happy. But I took a page from Katie, of all people.
Wait,
of
what?
All people, I thought I was thinking about you last night. You were running through my mind.
Okay.
I was like, wonder what Katie's doing. I wonder what her car's doing right now. Because
you know she's sitting on her couch eating.
I was like, she's got on her couch. She's taking a nap in her hammock for sure.
Especially at night.
She's bloated with her hand down in front of her pants, scratching herself. Scratching herself, I said.
It's a lovely image.
So when you got your new car a couple months ago, you went out and the very first thing you ordered was a club.
Well, that's not completely true. It came with a club.
Well, roll with me.
It's okay. I'm sorry. It had a club.
So it's got the club.
But I use it every single day, religiously, wherever
super
I go.
Super paranoid.
Wherever I go, I put this club on my car. I was putting it on the car after I parked it in my garage.
Excessive.
And I was like, well, that's a little much.
a little excessive.
I stopped doing that, but I really do. I do it here, and people make fun of me because they think this
is not making fun of you ever again.
Neighborhood for your car to get stolen.
I
I'm
know.
Like, that's how people get their car stolen.
It's Lone Tree, but there's still theft and stuff that goes down in Lone Tree.
Absolutely.
That's why they got mall security around Park Meadows.
Exactly.
Things go down.
Things
do. There's perps everywhere.
Yeah.
So last night, I got onto the Zon, and it's going to arrive this morning. I got a club.
You got yourself the
I don't
club.
Care.
Going
We're
going to
be like little old 70-year-old people putting the club on the Buick
before we go shopping. They say that the club, not only does it do its job and it prevents people from stealing your vehicle, the mere presence of it
Absolutely.
Is enough for people to be like, I ain't got time to deal with that today.
Yep. This is going to be too much of a hassle.
That's exactly what they think. So just seeing the club on your vehicle is enough for robbers to be like, not today.
Yeah, we're clubbing for sure. Clubbing. So when people ask if, like, hey, you guys club? We're like, we club all day long.
Share the club.
We've been clubbing for a long time. So I don't care. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care what my coworkers think of me. I'm going to be putting the club on.
Absolutely. Yeah, it feels good, too.
Yeah.
And not only that, but now I've gotten into the process of putting that club on in like 10 seconds or less.
Oh, yeah, you can
it's
quick
like,
it.
It's like boom, 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 done. Like changing tires. Like I am on it.
I'm actually going to even step it up. I'm going to put two clubs on my
crisscross.
I'm going to crisscross applesauce that on the steering wheel.
Try to take it.
Suck it. Yeah.
Club life.
Oh my God, the amount of anxiety in this studio is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Over the past couple days, my God. I know when I'm driving into work, I'm like, I'm going to hear about what outfit I'm going to wear to wine time. Have you guys picked out your clothes yet? What kind of shirt? What color socks are you going to wear? Oh my God.
Is
this what it's like to be a woman?
Yes. And that's what I want to say. It's so much more in depth for me to pick out my outfit than it is for you.
I don't know.
Yes.
Dress, heels, done.
No,
out the door.
I have tried on so many different dresses. Last night, again, I went to go shopping to try and find something because I already have the heels. So I'm trying to create the outfit.
What are your heels look
around
like?
The heels. They're red and beautiful. Like, they're so pretty. And I got my nails done to match the heels. So the dress has to go with everything.
Now, I got to ask you something.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned about your nails. I'm going to give you something else to freak out about.
Why?
I feel like you got your nails done too early.
It's 2 days away.
You got
2
days to chip them up.
This is gel. We ain't chipping.
You got the gel.
We ain't chipping.
A little UV light on there.
Paid extra for the gel. We
hard
sure
as concrete.
Did. Yes.
I'm familiar with the gel.
You know.
All right, but you're kind of clumsy.
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Let me
see your thumb.
No, my thumb. It's my little spatula thumb.
Yeah, what's wrong with your thumb?
It's not a. I have two different thumbs. Remember?
Yeah, you do. Oh, there
it's
it
a
is.
Mutant. Yeah,
that is
my
a weird.
Mutation.
Full grown.
I am concerned that they're going to get chipped up. But that's a nice color.
It is. Thank you.
Color.
And so
it's
I'm trying to, you know, create the outfit around the nails and the shoes. And so yesterday I was in a store and I was trying on 6 different dresses. 6 dresses.
Ooh, you bougie.
I picked out to try. I took pictures. I'm trying to get some feedback on it. And it's funny because my favorite dress, the favorite one, the one that fit me the best and everything, I totally look like a little hoe.
Oh. You're looking like a hoe?
I do.
It's well, you got to go with the hoe dress.
The girls are out. But it made me feel good. Like, I was like, ooh, Katie.
Is that the one you're going to wear?
So far, that's the winner.
After all this anxiety?
Here's the thing.
Katie.
I bought the hoe dress.
Did you?
I sure did.
What color's the hoe?
There's only one left.
We
got to
stop saying hoe.
I know.
What color is that dress?
It's cream colored. And so, but
you're
it
a creamy
also,
hoe.
It matches. Okay.
I got a new nickname for you all night at wine time.
No,
where's
you
where's that
don't.
Creamy hoe at?
No, you don't have a
Can
nickname
Can we get some pictures
me?
With that creamy hoe?
No, you can't. But I am excited. Like, I love when we get dressed up like this. Like,
yeah,
I really
fine.
Do. And so,
listen, we've got clients and stuff that are going to be at this thing too on Friday night.
I know.
Mix 100's wine time.
Exactly.
Buy your tickets now at mix100.com. So you got to be careful you're not hoeing it up too much.
Exactly. There's a level. There's a level that you can attain and you want to avoid at the same time. So I'm really trying to balance that out. But
how were the other dresses? Why weren't they?
It's funny because, like, I picked out some other ones and there was one that was like a plaid looking thing and I looked like a librarian. There was a brown dress that was nice, but I just didn't
unique.
Like it had
brown
pockets.
With the red.
No, exactly, and it had pockets on the front, and I didn't love that.
Yeah. Okay,
and then there was a leather dress where I was like, "Are we wearing?" And that was
it's gonna be in the '90s. I will say it's gonna be in the
'90s. And it, like, but I was just, "Are we wearing leather again?" Is it like it was in the normal dresses, not even on the clearance rack?
Yeah, maybe
to the club, maybe. So yeah, it's just so much more in depth than I'm gonna wear this shirt and these pants and these are my dress
shoes. It's so funny because, like, for me, I haven't thought a second about what I'm gonna wear. It's gonna be a game time decision. I'm like, oh, we gotta be there at 6. All right, 5 o'clock. What am I ironing? Really
I know
quick?
Exactly.
What do I need to throw on?
There's so much more into it.
Well,
for me.
Honestly, have not thought about it. I guess I could go to the mall today and get me a hoe shirt.
Are we supposed to dress? I mean, it's at Elitch's. Are we supposed to dress up for this?
Oh, for God's sake!
Yes.
This
guy
look,
with
I
his
haven't thought about it either.
On.
I haven't thought about
this
it either.
Guy, it's just all right.
Look, I drink wine from a bag.
I know.
No.
We're going to be classy.
Are we suiting up,
Friday?
Jer? Is this suiting up?
No, it's going to be 90 degrees. I'm not wearing a suit.
Okay, so I'm me showing up in shorts?
I don't know what I'm wearing!
It's a bad look?
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'll probably wear some skinny jeans and a nice shirt.
No jeans.
No jeans?
No jeans.
Well, there'll be, I've got, like, high-end, different colored skinny jeans.
I don't know.
Like jeans that look like a dress pant, but they're jean material.
See, it's
they're
so
like
jeggings. So much easier for you guys.
Yeah, and then just some Vans or something, and we'll call it good. I'll be hip and trendy and ready to clown.
Yeah.
Down to clown.
All
right, well, listen, I'm going to do something nice right now. If somebody wants to come out and hang out with us and see this creamy hoe across from me.
Stop it!
Caller 10 right now. Come join us at Mix 100's Wine Time at Elitch's this Friday. It's a very unique wine tasting event. We're going to have all different kinds of wine stations. It is a 21 and up event. So I will tell you that. If you're 18 trying to call in, we're not going to let you in because we're sipping wine. We're going to have a live DJ there, a photo booth. It's a lot of fun. It's all brought to you by our good partners at the Halliburton Law Firm. But caller 10 right now. I'll give you a couple of tickets to go hang out with us at Mix 100's Wine Time. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. And don't forget, if you don't win these tickets, you can hop onto our website and buy them. We've got general admission and some VIP packages as well. So Mix100.com. But caller 10 right now. Give us a call if you want to come hang out with Jeremy, Creamy Ho, and Josh this Friday at Mix100's Wine Time.
Grab your phone.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Going to be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. You're a big fan of the show.
It's time.
It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649
with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Yeah, that's the number right there if you'd like to get in and play our fun, fun game of Fast Five. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649, especially if you've never played before. I know there's a lot of parents sitting in the carpool lanes this morning with their kiddos, wondering if you should call in. Come on, let's have some fun. 303-691-1649 for Fast Five, presented by our very dear partners, Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Hi, Bally's Casino. You can get best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Head up the hill and have some fun at Bally's Casino Blackhawk. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and I'll toss you a category. Start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. It sounds easy, but once you're on the spot, ooh, girl, you seize up a little bit. But come on, be brave. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Katie, examples.
Yeah, because they're all over the place. You've asked for things before, like five trades at a construction site. You've also said, quick, name five tapes, types of TV connections. Yesterday, the one that won it was five things that have propellers. It was Emily who was the big winner. So you never know what you're going to ask. It's part of the charm.
That is absolutely right. Part of the charm for sure. 303-691-1649. Listen, if you get placed on hold, don't hang up. I see a lot of you doing that. If you're on hold, that means you're in. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. Get off your speakerphones and your Bluetooths. What are we playing for today? It's a biggie.
Yeah, DMB at Fiddler's. That's Dave Matthews' band. And you're going to pick up a pair of tickets to see them at Fiddler's this weekend if you can win Fast Five. Good luck.
Definitely. Big old good luck. Wonder if we're going to get like somebody on the first try. It's been a minute since we had like the first person, boom, get it. Today might be the day. Be brave. Kids, turn to your parents right now. Beg them to call 303-691-1649. And side note, parents, if you win this passes to go see Dave Matthews, that's a total date night.
Absolutely.
You're going to get away from your kids.
Yay.
Just saying. 303-691-1649.
Win for everybody.
1649. All right. Don't tell your kids, though. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes. How are you today?
Super dupes. Going to win.
You're going to win, huh?
Hopefully.
Big talker. What are you doing today?
I'm just working, running errands.
Boy, look, what's your errands today?
Taking kids to school, practices, you know, living the life.
I was just reeling off to Katie off the air about my next 2 days, like events overlapping each other, like four or five things going on every night, but they're all overlapping on times, and we're trying to figure out how to make them all work.
Ugh. Yeah, it's crazy.
Hashtag parent life,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, I need a cocktail. All right, Kelly.
Already?
I already had three out in the parking lot this morning. All right, Kelly, in 10 seconds, no help and no cheating, okay?
Okay.
Five fictional characters that ride horses. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Paul Revere.
No.
Yeah, this is not good. I'm not going to win.
Paul Revere was real. Lone Ranger.
Bummer. Okay.
A couple more that I'm not going to give you. I might reuse that one. So, no, we did not get a winner on the first try today. Kelly, you have a super dupes day, though.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. How do you pronounce your name? Sindel?
Yes, correct.
Hi, Sindel. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you doing today?
Just headed to work.
All right. What do you do?
I work at a pharmacy.
All right. Now, do you ever take any of the pills home with you?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh!
I'm just kidding.
Oh!
Usually people adamantly deny
like, no,
that.
No, no, no.
Yeah, but you're like, hey.
So if you were, if you were to take a couple pills home, which ones would you choose?
The ones I buy over the counter.
There you go. Yeah. The legal ones.
Look at her backpedaling.
Exactly.
Out.
Yeah.
Backpedaling. You're funny. Well, thank you for doing that work, and thank you for counting by twos each and every day.
Thank you.
Do you count by twos or threes or fours when you're putting the pills in?
Five.
Fives!
Holy, I know.
Holy crap. Epic, bro. Okay, I got a fun fast five for you.
Okay.
This actually came in from a listener, but in 10 seconds, I need five fictional characters that live in the ocean. Go.
Okay, Nemo.
Yep.
Ariel.
Yep.
Flounder.
Yep.
Sebastian.
And Dory.
Dory.
And
yes.
King Titan, Little Mermaid's dad, right? Ursula. Oh,
yes.
Man. You were so close.
I know. That 10 seconds goes by fast.
Oh, man. It was really nice meeting you and talking to you. Thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
She was fun.
Jenny.
Hi.
The note on my screen says Jenny is driving seven kids to school today.
Oh, Jenny.
I know. I just need someone to get their license, like, so badly.
Oh, my God. You need to win this so you can have a date night. Oh.
I need to go see Dave. Yes, I do.
You need this real bad.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Are all seven of those children yours, Jenny?
They are all mine.
Wow. That's a mom duty on duty.
Is this blended family or did you pop them all out?
Nope, all mine. Got them the honest way.
All right.
Good for you.
Jenny.
Maybe you don't need a date night, though. That might lead to number eight. And that'll just be too much.
I think Jenny needs a date night.
You totally need a date night. And kudos to you for juggling seven kids every morning. Yeah. You're a rock star mom all day long. All right, no sequels, but I need you to give me five movies starring Mr. Dreamboat. Five movies starring Brad Pitt. Go.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Ocean's 11. Oh, my gosh, Brad Pitt. And Shrek? I don't know. Guys, Brad Pitt, that's so long ago.
So long ago?
Oh, man.
He was just in F1 last year on Apple, the Apple
Now,
movie.
Do you guys think I've seen a movie in the last year?
Oh, that's right. Never
right.
mind. Yeah.
Seven children, Jeremy.
Yeah, never mind. Fight Club was another one of his biggies.
Oh, Fight Club.
Troy, Meet Joe Black. Bullet Train was in 2022. Jenny, Godspeed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
We got a knickknack. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. My note says you're doing laundry this morning. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, so refreshing.
Getting it done.
What is it right now? Socks and underwear or towels? Whites? What are we doing?
Whites. Good guess.
The whites? All right. A little bleach action going on. Good for you.
Yep.
Do you work? Do you have a job?
I do. I work graveyards, 911 dispatch supervisor.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. That's gotta be pretty intense.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, what do I have for you? Oh, this one's cute. In 10 seconds, knickknack, I need five places that you might wear a robe. Go.
The spa.
Yep.
At home.
You bet. Hurry.
I have a neighbor that checks his mail with the robe on vacation.
I have a neighbor that checks his mail. Yeah, hotel, motel, at the pool, maybe. What was the one you said off the air, Katie? We can't say.
I can't say that one.
When you're visiting a lady of the night, is that what you meant?
Well,
you never know. Nicole, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Nicole.
A lady of the night.
How do you pronounce your name? Malachi? Malachi? Malachi?
Malachi?
Malachi.
There you go.
Wow, I was way off.
Yeah, you were.
Can I still call you Malachi?
Yeah, that works. I'm used to people mispronouncing it, so
yeah.
It's close enough.
Well, I butchered that.
Yeah, you did. Malachi?
Hi, it looks like
what?
Malachi. Like, hey, you never know anymore. We talked about kids yesterday being named after weapons. So,
okay.
All right, Malachi, turn down your radio.
Oh.
Yeah, we're getting some feedback.
Oh, all righty.
Oh. All right, you want to play Fast Five?
Absolutely.
All right, Malachi. Your letter is R.
R.
Like robot.
Okay.
Or robot. Five companies that start with the letter R. Go.
Redbox.
Sorry, buddy. Have a good day.
Everything just left my brain.
I know. Isn't that funny?
It's like me trying to read your name. I blanked.
Out the window.
All right.
Can't think about anything anymore.
That's all right, Malachi. We'll see you later, bud.
Thank you, Malachi. Alrighty. Thank you for listening.
Bye, Malachi. Bye.
Malachi. I did the...
Listen, sometimes I blank out for a minute like he did. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey, how are you?
We're fine, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm pulling over, so I'm going to be safe.
Okay, good. That's very wise.
Good to hear that.
I would like to get a winner. Our phone lines are still just jammed. That's the funny thing about this game. It's just jam-packed. Will you make everybody on hold really pissed off by finally winning this?
I would love that. Because we're planning to go see...
Dave Matthews.
Their spring day. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love it. Yes, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So that was perfect.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me pull up a list. I had a list here on my phone for this one, just so I have a few of these. What else are you doing today?
I'm supposed to go see Dave Matthews. Ray Von Montaigne.
Oh, no way.
I'm very excited.
That's a great concert.
It looks like it might storm, though, so.
Ah, you'll be fine. Bring a poncho. All right, your letter is R like robot, Vanessa. I need five companies that start with that letter R. Go.
Redbox, Roco, Red Robin, Red Panda.
Well, Vanessa, darn it, you didn't get it.
I didn't mean to cuss.
It's all right. I dumped you. Don't worry about it. Okay. Nobody will ever know.
You have a filthy mouth.
You have a filthy mouth.
I got dumped.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on hold before you say the F word. Thank you for playing, Vanessa. My God, this is going on forever, Jess. Jess.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
Sorry, I have really bad allergies today, so I don't know if today's the day.
Oh, you sound like you kind of have sexy voice right now.
Ooh, a little gravelly.
I like it when women talk like this, Jessica. You sound super sexy today.
Oh, yeah, I disturbed someone in public by sneezing like 15 times.
Did I get away from this creeper? All right, your letter is R, like robot. I need five companies that start with that letter R. Go.
Rubbermaid, Reese's, Ronald McDonald House.
Sure. Oh, for the love of God.
Man.
And it's, did you say Reese's?
Yeah.
We got to let you go, Jess. Jess, thank you for calling. I got to let you go.
Exactly what they're called.
I hung up on her. Reese's.
He hates that.
Reese's peanut. Kristen.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am.
R like robot. Five companies that start with the letter R. Go.
Red Robin, Robert Half, Red Bull, Ralph Lauren, RTD.
What was the last one you said?
RTD.
That was RTD. Thanks for the break. Those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know what you are supposed to say to me when you win Fast Five?
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah! Yeah! Finally got it.
Woo!
Awesome.
You're awesome, Kristen. You finally put a bullet in this game. Thank you so very much. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back and tell you how to get those tickets to Dave Matthews Band this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Well, that's a nice lady right
there.
That
was awesome. That's good stuff.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, Katie Kat, you are out so in tired. The world.
Yeah.
Boy, we've heard all the stories about you out
there.
Sure
have.
I know a lot of ladies that listen to this morning show, they're out and about trying to find a man. There's this list out this morning where the ladies are listing guy flexes that can instantly make them incredibly attractive.
Oh.
I got to ask you before I get into some of these, do you kind of have like maybe like a top five of like what you're looking for in a dude?
I can tell you right now what gets me going.
Perfect.
Like,
what is it?
Hang on. Sorry.
Take a minute.
Shirt off, bandana on, in the backyard, chopping wood like it's your job. Like that.
It's too bad you live in an apartment.
I know, but that is...
Like, but maybe he's got a place,
if
right?
I came across a man doing that, I would just... Hi. I'm Katie. It would be over for that guy.
Bandana,
me,
too. Huh? You got it all laid out. Wait. Did he just get out of prison or
something?
I don't know.
I don't know, but that's just like my image of like sexy, you know?
All right.
Yeah, so that'll do it for me.
Let's see if I have shirtless wood chopping on the list. No.
No, okay, well, what do
you
got?
These things are a little deeper than that.
Oh.
You know, deeper than the physical.
Oh, yeah.
Forgot about that part, huh?
Okay, so no joke.
Like,
this is going to be incredibly self-serving for me because I feel like I check a lot of these boxes. Anyway, thoughtfulness is a guy flex that instantly makes him more attractive. Like little things, like grabbing a snack or a drink for you as well when he's getting one for himself. So like if he's going to the kitchen and grabbing himself a bag of gummy bears, he'll bring you back a bag of gummy bears as well.
Yeah.
That's a flex. And you're like, oh.
I like thoughtfulness is good. I like that.
Okay, let me put a check.
Okay.
Katie likes thoughtfulness and chopping wood.
Bandana.
This one is maybe a ding on me. I mean, I like animals.
Uh-huh.
I got no beef. But like number two is loving animals. When your man loves animals and the animals love him back and he's gentle and nice to them, that's an enormous green flag.
Yes.
That's a huge flex.
Two flags.
Really?
We'll give that one two. Well, because animals are so vulnerable and they're so helpless at times. And, you know, it's our job to take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And when a man sees that and a man wants to go above and beyond to make sure an animal's taken care of, it makes you think that they'll also
Twitter-pated.
Do that for you, you know? And so that'll carry on to
brush my hair and bathe
you.
Me.
Exactly. Cuddle me, tell me I'm pretty.
Pick up my poop from the backyard. While you're chopping your wood.
Tell me I'm a good girl.
I guess I can't wait till our hamster and dog are...
No, Jeremy, that's...
I do love them, but it's going to be nice when we don't have animals and we don't have the responsibility and we have to have people watch them while we're going on vacation.
Maybe not check that one.
Maybe go to the next one.
Yeah.
No J on that one. All right, humility. Oh, no. Being able to admit that they don't know certain things and they might not be the smartest or strongest person in the room. When they have humility, that's a flex. And you're like, okay, you know, that's kind of sweet that you don't think you're
self-aware,
the best.
Right?
Well,
yeah.
I think also with that accountability, that all of those things kind of go into one. And yeah, when you have somebody who can admit when they're wrong and can also admit when they can't do something or they need to learn to do something. All of those things are just being transparent and you're not feeling like you have to wire.
No, I'm just thinking because I've never had to, I've never experienced that. So I don't know anything about being wrong or not knowing how to do anything, but that's cool.
Yeah, some guys are like that. On that one. No
some guys
Jay
are like that,
one.
I guess, whatever. I've never had that issue. This is me all over. Being prepared, thinking ahead, anticipating things correctly. moving from disaster to disaster, even like real life disasters. I Mr. Prepared at the house. Yeah. I got extra batteries and flashlights for days.
Yeah.
Cans of soup.
No, I 100% agree. You put a star next to that
right.
one for you.
J-Piz.
And like if you're in a situation where it's like you need to stay calm and collected, you also.
I feel like I would be like
you'd
that.
Be good at
I got
that.
Jumper cables in the truck. Like, yeah. I'm good to go.
So, I'd probably freak us all out, but you would calm everybody down.
So you would find me incredibly attractive because that's a flex.
Yeah.
Would you agree? You'd like a guy like that.
Yeah.
Prepared.
Absolutely.
He's got cans of soup in his basement.
Yeah.
kindness to randoms. It is noticed and bodes well for a future relationship.
Yes.
Kindness to randoms.
Yeah. Well, and like when you're eating out, how you treat the wait staff. If
oh,
you're,
that's
you
good.
Know what I mean? Like the coffee, when you're going to get your coffee, how you treat the barista and the people behind you.
That's good.
You know, yeah, when you're out and about and you have to communicate with others, the way you do that, absolutely
when I,
I'm watching.
When I give random prizes to some of our good listeners because I like them or they're sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sexy?
That's absolutely. It's nice. It's
yeah!
kind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Caller 10 right now gets something. Caller 10 gets a lock of my hair.
Really? Sorry.
We're talking the flexes, the guy flexes that instantly make them more attractive, according to the ladies. Anything else I want to easily builds things?
I like,
like
a
that?
Builder.
He could build things like after chopping
good.
That wood.
Exactly.
Oh, I just yeah. finished my own basement.
See?
I'll
the
tell
builder.
You. I will tell you, when I put my tool belt on, game over.
Is it? Yeah.
Nick Neck loves the tool belt.
Yeah.
Remembering things?
Yes. Well, I mean, that's
like little things, even.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Pro tip. Go ahead. No, no, no.
No, you have an ongoing list. I was going to say about you. Yeah.
Pro tip to the dudes. Always keep a list in your phone. So when your lady friend says something, I'd like this, we should do this.
Yeah.
You have a note in there labeled, my sexy, sexy lady. And then you put the little notes in there about things she says.
Then you remember.
Making people feel comfortable is on the list. Not being a complainer or a whiny baby. Uh-oh.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm a whiny baby.
We're all a whiny baby sometimes. But for the most part, you know.
Is there anything I
good
missed?
Attitude.
Anything I missed in your opinion?
Big fat muscles. Where's that on there?
Big BFM.
Big fat muscle.
The final two things on the list are kind of funny to me because I think these ladies were having fun. The last two things about the flexes that guys can have that make them attractive. One, becoming mayor.
What?
And then after that, being forklift certified.
Yeah. Yes. Those are all sexy, so I agree.
All the dudes in the Costco warehouses, the Amazon warehouses right?
right
now are like, hells yeah, I'm going to get me some tonight.
Yeah.
I think we've all got that one coworker that kind of makes us smile, kind of makes our day every time you see him. You know, ours is Jordan. She's out in our promotions department, so she handles a lot of our events and scheduling. And she's got a filthy, horrible mouth, which just makes it even better. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. And I like her a lot, too, because you can dish it out to her, and
she
doesn't
she
get offended.
It. Yeah.
She'll fire back. And then she'll think of something like an hour later, like
and
a cut down.
She'll text you.
She will text you something highly inappropriate, and I love her for that.
Yeah.
I posted a picture yesterday of a Dolly Parton mug that she actually gave me.
That was her who gave that to you, yeah.
Because she knows I was a Dolly Parton fan, and I always poked fun of Dolly on the air, and she gave me a cup that says Cup of Ambition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coffee cup, and I have it on my shelf in my office at home, and every time I look at it, I think of Potty Mouth Jordan.
Yeah, she is so sweet.
She is so sweet.
Jordan. So, yeah, when someone's taking advantage of her, we were all like, wait, what? So this story. So we were chatting the other day, and she told me that she's got a really busy month because she was talking to one of her friends, and there's a big mud run, right? You know those big events where you're, like, doing obstacle courses, and it's all in a bunch of mud.
Quick,
and
name one thing I'll never do.
I know. I've done
a
these before.
Run.
They're really fun, but, you know, it takes a lot to get involved with them, and when it's in a different state, I imagine there's a lot of planning and stuff that goes with that. So she was talking to one of her friends about a mud run. I think that was in like Kansas or something like that, right? And they were talking about how much fun it would be, and that conversation blossomed into, well, we should do it. And then they started making plans. They're looking at this mud run online, and they are this close to booking the tickets, right? So they've got this whole plan in order to go to a mud run in a different state. Yes.
Question.
Yeah.
Has Jordan ever run a day in her life?
Of course, yeah. What do you mean?
Question answered. Thank
you. Yes. Jordan.
Jordan just doesn't seem like a runner because she's a...
Well, and again, it's not necessarily
she
a run.
She doesn't seem like a runner.
It's an obstacle course. It's her, like, you know, getting...
She doesn't seem like somebody who'd be on a...
Crawling through mud and jumping over walls stuff like that. So it's a little different than just running.
Let's just say I wouldn't want her on my team.
Oh, okay.
Please continue.
Well, I would. I'd want her on my team. Anyway, her friend was, like, bothering her about it. So they had the conversation about doing it. Jordan was like, oh, you know what? I think that's actually the same weekend as something else I have going on. Let me check with you and get back with you. That was where she left her friend.
Gotcha.
Well, I guess a couple days later, her friend messaged her and she was just like, hey, guess what? I got our tickets for the mud run, plane tickets to the actual event. Everything's paid for.
Hotel.
You can Venmo me whenever you get the money. And Jordan was just like, wait a second. I told you to hold off on that. I wasn't ready to actually, you know, do the dang thing.
Pull the trigger.
Yeah. And so she was like, I kind of asked you to wait. And then it turns out she had something else on that same weekend, a wedding for one of her good friends in which she was a part of. So she can't miss that wedding,
right?
Can't skip
that one.
And so now she's trying to tell her friend, I kind of asked you to hang on because I wasn't sure
if
I
could fully confirm anything.
Her friend got mad. Her friend was like, you know, I didn't pay this bill or something so I could make sure we had the same flight and I made sure we had the tickets and you owe me. Now her friend is getting in her kitchen and saying, you owe me for half of this plane ticket. You owe me for this ticket to the event.
What a nutty friend.
And Jordan's like, wait, I mean, I didn't say I was going to 100% go, though. How do I owe you? Well, this friend is kind of harassing her. I mean, not only texting, but showing up at her house, coming to see her at certain events that she's at to demand this money. So much so that Jordan has given her back a couple $100 just to get her to shut up. And she's like, do I owe?
She's given her money?
She has. She's given her money because she's just so... you know, she's just really, really aggressive about it. This friend is so.
I don't like this friend
exactly. And so Jordan came to me and she's like, "Am I missing something? Do I owe her some money because we talked about this and you know it was a thing and we talked about maybe doing it and then she bought it and now I feel bad because her friend's out some cash and." Jordan feels like she owes it to
Jordan's
her.
Being too nice.
Jordan is being too nice.
I would go to the friend right now and demand my $200 back.
Yes, exactly. Well, and how do you do that? Like, what conversation can you have with that friend that's like, hey, that she hasn't already said?
You put us on the phone with her is what you do.
That's what I kind of told. I kind of told Jordan.
You ghost her. That's a friend you don't want to be a friend with.
It is, right? That's a friend you don't want to be a friend with. And I kind of tried to tell her that too, but she, I don't know. I don't know.
If anyone has any advice for our dear friend Jordan, which, side note, she texted me.
Oh. What'd she say?
She says, the only thing that runs is my mouth, dog. See, I knew it. I knew she doesn't run.
There she goes.
Participate in physical activities.
That is a Jordan
response. The only thing
response.
That runs is her mouth.
My
dog.
Fist all over your face.
What should Jordan do? Feel free to sound off. I think we're pretty set in our ways here.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
All right, Katie, what's the consensus on the text line for our dear friend Jordan who's being scammed out of cash?
Yeah, everyone thinks that the person who's doing that to Jordan sucks. Not a good friend. I mean, they say here, anybody who goes out of their way to make you feel bad about something you couldn't do, get them out of your life immediately. We also have this right here is maybe that friend owes Jordan some money from all the harassment. This seems like something that could go to court. And then we got this one from Amy. I love this one. She said, I met Jordan at Mix 100's Diamond Dive. I would not want to mess with Jordan. No. That, like, all caps.
I'll tell you right now that Jordan will get you in a headlock.
Absolutely.
You don't want that to happen.
Yeah,
she will choke you out.
But she's the best, so we don't want people taking advantage of Jordan.
Appreciate you guys sounding off. If you ever want to text in, 303-691-1649. That's your link to the Mix 100 studios.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That is the name of the game, Katie Crush. And it looks like Rose made it through. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Well, we're pretty super dupes, I guess. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Rose.
So I'm a tattoo artist. I do tattoos, piercings,
I don't have any kids. I just have my dog. Yeah.
That's all right.
Me too.
Yeah. Good for you. Having fun, living life.
What a fun job.
How many tattoos do you have?
I think like 30-something, 32 or something like that.
Do you ever tattoo yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, as you should.
A few of them, yeah. Sick.
Get drunk on a Friday night and start tatting yourself up.
What's your... No, definitely wouldn't be drinking.
I got to ask you, what's one tattoo you have on your body that you're like, nah, I don't think I like that one?
Probably my early ones. I first got a tattoo when I was 16, so those ones are kind of rough.
Yeah, they're kind of rough, huh? I don't have any tattoos. I thought about getting one. I want a full sleeve if I do it, though.
What kind of sleeve would you get?
Yep, you bet. Probably like He-Man and Super Mario Brothers.
Right? Exactly. Right.
Yeah, can you do He-Man on my back?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, man, Rose, we need to talk.
He-Man!
Hey, I got to ask you, like, if I did a full sleeve from my wrist to my shoulder, what does that generally run? How much money?
It really just depends. Some people charge like $5,000. Some people charge less, like $1,500 or something.
But you get what you pay for, is what I imagine.
Yeah, that too.
I don't want the $1,500.
No, it's going on you forever. You pay $5,000. You pay that money.
Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Even people in Florida, they charge like $50,000. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, nope. I'm going to pass on that sleeve tattoo, Rose. Maybe I'll get a little snowflake or something on my wrist. I don't know.
Yeah,
something dorky.
I can hook you guys up.
All right. Well, we'll come see you sometime.
That's
Rose,
awesome,
I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie, unless I'm in a really good mood. Anything you'd like to say to our tattoo artist,
Ooh,
Katie?
I hope you ink up a big W, Rose.
Oh!
Let's go.
Oh!
Good luck.
All right.
I got to lock in.
Yeah, focus, girl, focus. All right, so Katie's going to leave the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the question so there's no cheating. And then we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back. Here is your first question. In the year 2023, what movie opened up the same weekend as Barbie, and both of them dominated the global box office? There was even a cutesy name for these two movies.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right. It's embarrassing. It's very embarrassing for you. I'm fine. You just want to say pass?
Yeah.
Tell me, what famous song did Phoebe sing on Friends about an animal?
I'm going to have to pass again. I'm sorry.
Third question. This is a true or false. You might be able to get this one. Baskin-Robbins once made ketchup-flavored ice cream. True or false?
I'll say true.
All right, I'll put you down. What career path is Kim Kardashian pursuing?
To be a lawyer.
And your fifth and final question for Katie Crush Rose. What's the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2? There's a toy store in there. What's the name of it?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, I'm going to put you down.
I thought I was going to do better.
No, actually, you did really bad. All right, let's go ahead and bring it. I'm just goofing with you, Rose. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, this is not going to define your life or, you know, who you are. This is just a silly game. You know what?
One of those pep talks.
Everyone will forget in 5 minutes.
Pretty much. You're going to go on and live your life and have a great day today, so don't you worry about it. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
I was throwing you off because Rose got them all right.
Oh, did good job, Rose. Okay.
Thank you.
Katie, in 2023, what movie opened the same weekend as Barbie, and they both basically dominated the box office? There was even a cutesy name.
Oh, what was that? Oh, I don't... Does it start with an O?
It does start with an O. Hurry up.
I can't. I don't even know. I'm going to say O.
Rose said pass. It was Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer.
What was it? Was it Barbenheimer or something like that?
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You both stunk that one up.
Dang it.
Katie, what famous song did Phoebe sing on Friends, and it was about an animal?
Smelly cat.
Smelly cat.
Yeah.
Rose passed.
Oh, no, Rose. Oh, that's a good song.
You have any cat tattoos on your Rose?
No.
Okay. No. Katie, true or false, Baskin-Robbins once made ketchup-flavored ice cream.
Oh, there's no way that's true, right?
Rose, you said true.
Okay, yes, we're going with false.
It was false. Or it was true. Katie said false. Katie, what career path is Kim Kardashian pursuing?
Oh, is it lawyer?
Yeah. Rose, you got that one right.
Good job, Rose.
Katie, what was the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. I don't know. Toys R Us?
No.
Rose passed. It was Al's Toy Barn.
Thank you very much.
I never would have got that.
I know. It's a stumper.
Today was
okay,
hard.
Okay, so I know. I came to play today. Tie.
Is it?
Both only got two today, it looks like.
Oh.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, ties go to Katie, though. Oh.
Are you?
Yay.
Yeah, I was confident in losing.
I thought you were going to win, Rose.
Rose, I like you, though. And you were so wound up and so nervous. I'm going to give you the prize anyway today.
Yay!
Is that okay?
Rose gets the prize.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're so sweet and you're so sad and down. I'm going to give it to you anyway. And we're going to bring Katie in and get her tatted up by you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.